So, the brand new year just started, and before I get into my New Year's resolutions, I thought that I would do a little recap of everything that happened in my life over 2022. The biggest event, of course, was my big family trip down to my hometown San Diego with the whole family, including my elderly dad. We went down by train, which was a day and a half journey, and it was interesting. Don't know if I'm gonna repeat it anytime soon, but it was interesting. I'm glad I did it at least once in my life. And once we were down there, I got to show my kids a whole bunch of the places where I grew up. We went to Legoland, we went to the world famous San Diego Zoo, we went to a bunch of the museums at Balboa Park, and of course we went to the beach, or beaches. I mean, it's Southern California, so there's like 20 beaches, but you know what I mean. The trip was also in part so that my dad could say goodbye to the memory of my mother in the town where they met. Next month, February, will be the 2-year anniversary since we lost my mom to cancer, so fuck cancer. Anyway, back to the San Diego trip. After the first week, the rest of my family went home while I stayed in Anaheim for my triumphant return to VidCon! If you've never heard of VidCon, it's pretty much the premier place to meet other creators and their fans. It used to be every year and then COVID happened and so they had to cancel for 2 years. But I went to, I think, the 3rd through the 7th before we moved up here, and it's an interesting event. What was different about this year, not only was I super excited to finally be able to go after trying to go for a couple of years there, I had made the decision before I went there that I was going to have a good time. I was going to be happy and excited and productive, and I wasn't gonna like let myself feel really shy and just sort of, you know, hang around the edges, just being like, oh, I don't know what to do, I don't know anybody. I deliberately said, I am going to have a good time here. And surprisingly, I actually did. I actually managed to put on a brave face and, you know, the whole fake it till you make it thing. It actually seemed to work. I had a great time. I met a whole bunch of people. I would go up to basically everyone just standing around and I would talk to them. And sometimes I would pitch my, you know, channel if it seemed appropriate, or I would just kind of be like, hey, how do you feel about censorship based on gender? Not just that. A lot of it was just talking about video creation and, you know, the whole world or whatever, however you want to put it, of making videos, because believe it or not, I actually really love doing this. I mean, that's why I've been doing it for 15 years, even though I've gone nowhere. I legitimately love it. I love connecting with people. I love getting to stand on my digital soapbox and talk about issues that I think are important. I love using the clickbait of my tits to get people to pay attention to things that they're maybe not searching for themselves, like racial equality, homelessness rights, decriminalizing sex work, all that kind of stuff. So that's why I keep doing it. Anyway, I went to VidCon and I had a really good time. In fact, as soon as ticket sales began, I hurried up and I got my ticket for this year, 2023, as well. I'm still figuring out what my hotel situation is going to be. It'd be nice to share with someone. Last year, I decided go big or go home and I stayed at the Hilton, which used to be the best place to network with people. And you could only go in the lobby if you were either a special guest or you were actually staying at the Hilton. Turned out that since the last time I went to VidCon, the creators don't go to the Hilton anymore. They all go 2 blocks away to the Hyatt, which you definitely can't get into unless you're famous. They don't even rent rooms, so not gonna do that this year. But I'm still excited. I have established some connections with some of the people that I saw last year, and I'm hoping that maybe I can see them again this year. And even if not, you know, just talking to people. Again, just talking to people was so invigorating and exciting and just, I really enjoyed it. So as you can probably tell, I'm also very excited for the next VidCon. So the main point of this video, like I said, is I want to share with you my New Year's resolutions. And not just that, I'm going to share them and I'm going to actually have a plan for how I plan, how to achieve them. So this is kind of, for me, this is kind of to help me stay on task. It's to give an insight to those of you who've been following me for a long time, what my plans are. And I don't know, I just thought it would be fun to do, and maybe like when I'm feeling down, I can watch this video again and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do all the things. So anyway, I hate saying this because all the YouTubers say this, but let's get into it. I am not following my script at all. So I'm already kind of failing at this, but Resolution one, get out at least one high quality, fully edited, all the pizzazz video per month, maybe per week. We'll have to see how ambitious I'm feeling. So I have this very self-destructive habit of recording videos when I'm excited about them or when I manage to arrange them, and then just being like, I can't edit it today, I'll edit it tomorrow. And then tomorrow turns into weeks, and then tomorrow turns into months, and you get the point. The biggest reason for why I do this is that it's really time consuming to do a lot of the editing, and it's not fun. It's not as fun as just recording the video. A lot of times I will live stream as I edit, and that makes it a little bit more fun, but at the same time it makes it take three times longer because I'm interacting with the people in the chat room and getting distracted and everything. So kind of a double-edged sword with that whole live stream while I'm editing thing. The other really frustrating thing is that when I'm in the middle of editing a video, I'll be hyper focused on it and just like, I gotta get this done. But then pretty much as soon as 3:30 hits, the kids come home, my husband comes home, it's loud, it's chaos, they come up here, they're annoying the bleep out of me, and so I have to stop. And then it's like getting my head doused in cold water because I'm like, no, I want to finish the thing. And then when I do have time again, it's like the old Sisyphus pushing the boulder up the wall. It's just like, I know I need to edit this video, but I don't wanna. But having all these unfinished videos just sitting on my hard drive, it's silly. It's silly, and it's kind of an insult to the people that I interviewed. Yes, most of the content that I cover is not really like a, oh my god, it's trending right now, we have to cover it thing. I mean, you know, racial inequality and the persecution of sex workers and all these other things that I talk about are gonna be a problem for years and years to come. Nonetheless, I need to be more responsible. I need to not be chasing, you know, whatever catches my interest, like a dog with the car and the, you know, that whole quote. I need to be disciplined and I need to get shit done before I jump to the fun stuff. I mean, looking at my past videos, obviously perfection is not a holdup for me, so I shouldn't let that be my excuse to not finish a video. I mean, there are some videos that I put a lot more work into, and it's very frustrating to not get nearly as many views as ones that I shit out, just because the ones that I shit out has the word adult or nude in the title. But yeah, you know, that's a reality. People are on YouTube looking for porn. I don't know why. I don't know why they go to YouTube looking for porn, and I'm not porn, but anyway, I'm still gonna make more of an effort, and even that sounds like a cop-out. Okay, I will. I will get all my videos that are just sitting in my drive edited, and going forward, when I record a new video, I will get that one done before I move on to the next one. I'm promising to myself and to you. So if I don't do that, scream at me. Call me lazy. I mean, lazy construct. I mean, see the Tiffany for a video about it. Okay. Anyway, on to the next point. Ironically, coming after that tangent I just went on, another goal with my videos this year is to make them a lot more concise and to the point and not so rambly. Part of that is I'm trying to get into the habit of actually writing a script. I have a script right here. I'm sort of following it, but I understand that as fun as it is for me to go on rambling about whatever, it makes the videos too long and it makes it hard to follow, and sometimes editing can be really confusing if I like cut out a section and then it's like, wait, what was I talking about? So even though I feel really awkward about it, I am going to be writing scripts. I am going to try to follow them, and I'm just gonna hope that I get better at it. One of the reasons I don't generally do scripts is that I feel very wooden. I feel very like newscastery, and it's just, I assume it's not really fun to watch, but at the same time, the way you get better at something is you practice it. So maybe I need to just stop making excuses, write a script, follow the script, and yeah, try to make my videos not an hour and a half long when they could be 20 minutes. Never gonna get into the 5 minute range though, so sorry, not that kind of channel. I have way too much to say. Anyway, yes, to summarize that resolution, I'm going to be making more frequent videos, I'm going to be making them higher quality videos, I'm going to finish the videos I already filmed and get those out before I do new projects, and I'm going to make scripts and try to not be quite so rambly. So let me know how I'm doing. Tell me if this is really boring and wooden, or if it's better, or just if you like my rambles. I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna move on to, oh crap, we're only on resolution 2. I need to shut the fuck up and follow the script. So, resolution 2. I will find a way to start hiring outside help. I will build a team of people to help me with my channel. I'm looking for a social media manager and a web developer and a video editor. It's scary. It feels weird. I do have imposter syndrome where it's like, I'm not making any money at this. How can I condone actually spending money trying to hire other people to help me make better content? But I need to be realistic with myself. I have been doing this by myself for 15 years. Every now and then I'll have a volunteer take over for a couple of duties, but 99.9% of everything that's ever gone into Tapas Topics or my gaming channel, Sarah Got Game, all that stuff has all been me. And while it's nice to have complete control over all creative decisions, it means there's very little left of me at the end. I get so busy with just all the back end stuff with videos that I end up not really finishing them on time. And when I do get them up, they're just not as good as I'd like them to be. That's what happens when you're the sole person behind a channel. So even though I'm not making any money at this, I still am putting an effort into finding people to hire to help me out to make the channel better, more watchable, more interesting, more concise. Still, you know, hopefully personable and real. I mean, I'm not reading a script that was written by someone else or anything like that, but just, you know, better quality. I mean, that's literally how all the big YouTubers do it. And not even just big YouTubers, but just, you know, once you get to a certain level, you just have to hire a team to help you get your videos out quickly and high quality and whatnot. And some creators have like 20 people in their team. I'm not going that far. Just, you know, one or two people to help would be fantastic. Now, finding those people has been kind of a challenge so far. I'm not really sure where to look. I mean, I go do a web search for like how to hire a web developer or whatever, and I go to these job boards and I post on there, and then I get overwhelmed with spammy replies promising to do corporate level work for like 5 cents an hour, and I don't know, that seems a little sus. I'm really hoping that I will be able to get some personal recommendations from people who have actually worked with these people, because especially with something like a web developer, it's really scary to just be like, here's my login info, please don't fuck me over. Not only do I have a history of being a bit of a control freak, I also have trust issues, which happens when you get screwed over multiple times in your life. But scary as it is, I realize that my channel is suffering big time because I don't have all this outside help, so I'm gonna try to find some people. If you're wondering how I'm gonna pay for that, well, those of you who followed me for a long time have probably frequently heard me rant about how my channel is banned from monetization, how sponsors won't reply to my emails, etc. So establishing an income has always been a problem. I mean, a lot of the subjects that I cover have become capitalism friendly, like Black Lives Matter and queer pride and everything like that. But this whole scenario, unfortunately, tends to scare off wannabe sponsors. It gets me banned all the time. It makes it very hard for me to grow my content. So that's not very reliable. That's why I am so appreciative to those of you who are Patreon donors, who have shown that you support my content, not just by expressing, you know, in comments your support, which I also value very much, but literally paying $5 a month or whatever it is to help me hopefully pay for making a team, you know, improving the quality of my content. So I do really appreciate that. If you are watching this and you'd like to become a Patreon donor, you can go to my Patreon right here. I also really want to get a web developer, not just to make my website look less shitty, but also so I can install an e-store, because another way that I've tried to generate income is selling artistic nude photography. That's a whole thing. No, they're not sexual, but good luck convincing, you know, Stripe of that and everything like that. But anyway, so if maybe you're interested in purchasing those, you can go over here and check them out. And every dollar that I get through Patreon or through these picture sales, etc., goes into the channel. Like I said, I'm trying to hire a team. I'm trying to improve the quality, maybe get a better camera, maybe get some more photography light so that it's not always casting a huge shadow over my face, stuff like that. So yes, I really appreciate all that. And even if you can't, don't worry. I understand, you know, times are tough. A lot of us are on very low fixed incomes, especially since the Republicans are gonna raise the age for Social Security. So I get it. And again, the biggest help that you can be is to tell other people about my content and to spread the word. maybe bring some new people in, because if you don't know this, my stuff is shadow banned everywhere. I don't show up on search results. Okay, I'm going off script. Back to the script. All of that segues into my third resolution, which is going to be expanding my network of creators and content creator adjacent type people. I want to form a support network of people who know what this is, people who I can interview, who I can collaborate with in other ways, who I can trade recommendations for who to hire. At this point, almost all of my legitimate supporters in my Topless Topic sphere are Nudist Naturists, who like using me as a sort of a figurehead, which I did a whole video about, which you can watch over here if you'd like. Why am I pointing over there? Which you can watch over here if you like. Or just genuine supporters of Topless Equality. And while I love you guys, and I do mean guys, I really need to kind of reach out and introduce my content to more people. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to find like-minded creators, probably not, you know, topless equality activists, because I've never met another topless equality activist, but feminism and queer represent, all the progressive things. Finding content creators who cover a lot of those subjects, or maybe not content creators, but just activists out at the marches or doing charity shows or whatever. I'm not going to let myself spend so much time just feeling like, you know, I'm an imposter, there's no worth in my content, people are just gonna always think I'm a cam girl and immediately say no to any outreach. I'm just gonna try, because as you've probably heard, better to try and fail than not to try at all. If I reach out to people and they say, hell no, I'm not gonna be on camera with a porn star, okay. I mean, it sucks, but I shouldn't let that stop me from trying. So resolution number three is to reach out to more people, to expand my network, and to hopefully find more people that I can collaborate with. Again, if that means an interview or some other kind of thing, I'm gonna be open to everything. Now, I am going to focus on reaching out to smaller creators. I understand that the reality of this business is that time is money, and there's just not anything in the interest of larger creators to do anything with a small channel like mine. That being said, there may be a possibility of finding some creators out there who, even though they're very busy, maybe they support my idea of wanting the same rights as men, crazy, I know, or maybe they value, again, using the clickbait of my tits to talk about stuff that people aren't already searching for. That was one of the things that I love so much about VidCon, is after each panel I generally stay and try to talk to some of the people who were up there, and some of the people were actually pretty enthusiastic about my idea. Some of them even said, yeah, you know, contact me and maybe we can do an interview in the future. Maybe they didn't mean it, but still, hearing them say it was validating, and I actually had people specifically say to me, just because you're not making a lot of money at your content doesn't mean that it doesn't have worth. So if you are a creator, or you know a creator, or you know someone who has something interesting to say and wouldn't be repelled at the idea of being on camera with a porn star, I'm not, but anyway, let me know. You can leave their info in the comments. You can go to my contact page and let me know through that. I do always recommend going to my contact page, because as accounts get banned, I have to remake them and relink to them. So yeah, you can Google Topless Topics and see if my contact info comes up, but at the same time, don't do that, because most of the results will just be people re-uploading my content to porn sites. Even though it's literally just this. People have really low standards for porn. Now don't worry, I have pretty much always had an open door policy of not turning down anyone who wants to do an interview with me. Usually it's me seeking them out, but I have had people come to me in the past and say, hey, I have this thing that I really want to talk about, can we do a video about it? For instance, my cuckolding interview, that guy actually asked me, he wanted to do a video to dispel some of the myths about cuckolding, and I think that turned out to be a really good interview. I've also been featured on some other people's podcasts, and one channel in particularly, Normalizing Nudity, we exchange videos for each other. I did a video in his format, and then I did an interview with him for my channel. What's ironic about that is that he put on my full body, fully uncensored video that I offered on his channel and didn't get banned. I took a couple clips of the same video and I censored mine and put it on my channel. Guess which one of us got banned for the exact same content? I realized, just from what I just did, that I should probably mention the next resolution, which is to not let myself be so angry all the time. at least in my videos. Now you might have noticed things are pretty stressful in the world. I mean, everyone is going to drown or burn to death in climate change. Women are getting our autonomy stripped away. Gun deaths are up. There's a lot of terrible stuff out there. And while the intent of my content will always be to highlight issues like that, get people talking about them, share information, dispel myths, etc., I also want to be a place that's not always driving people away. I don't want people to be like, oh, Topless Topics has a new video out. What am I gonna get mad about next? I mean, there's definitely some people on YouTube who've built very successful careers off always stirring up shit, but I'm not interested in that. I want people to be aware of the issues that are going on and maybe be angry as appropriate, but I don't want that to be the only thing that you ever find coming here. That's why I'm gonna stop adding caveats to all this stuff and be determined in my language. I will make more happy videos. I will make karaoke videos. I will do video game reviews. I will maybe do parody skits if I can arrange it. I have all these ideas and I love that stuff. I hope you love it too. And I think it would be a nice change to mix up some of the constant anger and frustration with some more fun stuff. If there's stuff that you want me to cover, I mean, if there's a video game that you want me to review or just get my opinion, I don't know, viral TikTok. I've never done that. It kind of looks fun. It also looks like a sellout thing, but I don't know, maybe it would be fun to do like the watch the really bad TikToks and then just be like, what the heck? I don't know. I want to do more stuff than just rant about stuff. So yeah, I'm going to make myself do that. I'm going to force myself at least once a month, again, maybe more, but once a month come out with a video that's pure just happy. Just not, even though I might feel that inside, just going to get away from it. Okay, calming down. Let's get to the very last resolution of my content creation plans for 2023. So the final thing that I'm going to be focusing on this year is, as I kind of mentioned already, I'm going to be fighting against my feelings of being an imposter in this whole thing. I am not going to let myself be brought down by feeling like, well, I'm not making money at this, I'm barely getting any views, and the views I do get are from people looking on YouTube for porn. I'm not going to let myself feel devalued just because I'm not meeting that standard of, if you aren't making money at something or getting famous from it, then it's worthless, it's a hobby. I'm not out there doing viral dances, I'm not pranking girls by lifting their skirt. I'm not stirring drama about other creators by being like, allegedly, blah, blah is the blah, blah. I'm not interested in that. Yes, it would probably get me a lot more views, and along with those views would come money, but if that was my goal, I think I would have deviated somewhere along the last decade and a half. Again, if something happens to be trending at that moment and I feel like I have something to add to the conversation, I might do a video about it. But I'm not going to be a trend chaser. I'm not going to obsess about algorithms. I'm not going to feel like I have to sacrifice what I actually care about just to try to get famous. I've never been famous before. It may very well not happen. Even if I did get famous, there's a lot of stuff, baggage that comes with that. I mean, getting pigeonholed into a certain kind of content, getting swatted, stuff like that. So there's definitely benefits to not being famous, but whatever happens, if I stay obscure, that's fine. I am not going to let myself feel like, well, because I'm not rich and famous, what I'm doing is a total waste of time. One of the things that is funny about my content is that pretty much every single time I bring up the idea of gender equal anti-censorship, also known as topless equality, also known as I like the same rights as men, please, most people agree with it. They're like, yeah, it is ridiculous. So I don't know why it's been such a struggle to convince places like YouTube that, hey, maybe giving different censorship laws depending on what gender someone looks like isn't the best financial policy. If I did manage to get famous, maybe that would give me the clout I need to get access to a real live flesh and blood moderator who I can, you know, be like, hey, fully naked uncensored channel over here that you don't ban. I take the exact same video and I do censor it and I get banned. There's something here that's not equating. Can we maybe revisit that? I'm getting angry again. This is my resolution. Okay, this is why it's a resolution. I haven't said I'm at the point of not getting angry in my videos. I just said that's my goal. That's what I'm working towards. And one of the things that I also liked about the VidCon that I went to was, ironically, this was the first year that VidCon wasn't sponsored by YouTube. They, in fact, were sponsored by TikTok, which of course meant a whole different crop of featured guests. You know, I don't remember the names of any of them. That's literally, they're all, not all, but most of them are younger. They have very different interests than what I like to create and watch. And that's not shade. I mean, people are allowed to like different things. Just because I love this video game and this guy hates it doesn't mean that I have shady taste. So I'm not hating on all the Gen Z dancers and POV reactionists and stuff. That's, you do you, boo. That's great. Yeah. But what was ironically nice about having TikTok be the sponsor for VidCon was that there weren't really any creators there that I was like, oh my god, I can't believe blank is here. I have to do whatever I can. I have to try to be there so I can meet them. I don't think I was ever really too bad about that, but it really did kind of free me up to just have conversations with people. And it was actually kind of funny when a couple of those conversations ended up being with people who were big on TikTok and I had no idea. And I don't know if they liked it. Maybe they saw it as an opportunity to talk about stuff without somebody, you know, having perceptions and not wanting to say the wrong thing and everything like that. I mean, I regularly say the wrong thing all the time. Maybe they didn't like it. Maybe it was like, do you not know who I am? And I definitely, there were a couple people there like that at VidCon, and it cracked me up every time because guess what? Your shit still stinks, buddy. I am so sarcastic. I can't seem to turn it off. Stop being so angry and sarcastic, okay? Goose rubber. Why am I talking a baby voice? I don't even know. Of course, there not being anyone for me to recognize at VidCon also kind of sucked in that it was like, wow, I really don't belong here anymore. But they actually had one panel that had some original people on it. Steve Zaragoza from SourceFed was on there. I don't remember who else was on the panel, but I got a standing ovation when I stood up and asked them something like, I've been making content for 15 years and I haven't gotten anywhere. Why should I keep trying? Why, you know, wouldn't the smart thing be for me to give up? And their answer, if I'm remembering correctly, was something like, well, if you're passionate about it, then just keep trying and whatever happens, happens. But if it brings you happiness, then keep doing it. That's actually the advice I give to other people when they ask me. Don't ask why they ask me this, but I do have people sometimes ask me, like, how do I get rich and famous on YouTube or TikTok or whatever? And I say, that shouldn't be your goal going in. You know, if it happens, cool. But you should only do it if you enjoy it. If your main goal is to be rich and famous, there are way easier ways to do it. May I recommend joining the Republican Party and voting against healthcare and stuff like that? That will guaranteed make you rich. Yes, my content will remain very left-leaning political, so if you are here hoping that I'll be more centrist, sorry, find another topless equality activist. Just kidding, they don't exist. But yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for VidCon this year. And one of my favorite things about the front is that front plaza with all the palm trees. I will always have fond memories of it because I used to go to Anime Expo every year and I would walk around the plaza and look at all the cosplays and be like, hey, Inuyasha! Hey! Don't know who the fuck that is, but looks cool! So that's kind of funny to me. But anyway, I already did a terrible job following along with my script, but work in progress. I hope that this video is at least a little bit better. I hope that these are good goals for you. I mean, that you're excited, that you like, that you think they're good goals for me, I guess. I hope that even though I've been doing this for 15 years, and I know I keep saying that, but it is a long time, even though I've been doing it for so long and I have yet to really get anywhere, I'm not going to let myself feel bad about it, and I'm still gonna keep trying. I'm still gonna reach out to creators. I'm still gonna try to find a way to hire like a video editor and stuff like that. I'm just gonna keep trying, and I'm gonna look forward to VidCon and not care about famous people, which is easy because I don't know who any of the new people are anyway, and have a good time. So thank you to those of you who have followed me so long. I still get comments from people sometimes who are like, I've followed you since the Games Are For Fight days, which is really, really old. you don't, it's a gaming channel, long story. Anyway, or just people who followed me years ago and then lost access to my content when my Vimeo got banned, and then they found me again and they're like, oh, you're still making videos, I can't believe it. I'm like, I can't believe it either, but yeah, here we are. Thank you to you guys for giving me a reason to keep doing this, for giving me support and telling me, even though I'm not famous, you do like what I'm saying. And thank you as well to any new people who might find their way here. I hope that this video caught your attention for more than just this, and that you liked something I had to say and that you'll stick around. I have hundreds of other videos that I've already filmed on all sorts of subjects. I have interviews. I have more interviews that I am going to get out soon, and I'm always happy to set up new interviews. I am on all the socials except for Twitter, because fuck Elon Musk. You can go to tapastopics.org/contact to find my most recent contacts. I live stream every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday and Thursday, I stream 12 to 3 p.m. PST on joystick.tv, which is it's a website that allows sexual content because I can't post these uncensored anywhere else, but they don't, you can't just be doing that. You have to be like playing a game or something. So I like that. I stream over there while I'm filming stuff like this, while I'm editing, stuff like that. And then Saturdays are over at Twitch, where I do arts and crafts or I play a video game. You know, it's okay if there's heads getting cut off and stuff like that. Twitch is fine with that. Just don't show this at all. But yeah, it's fun. I like it. I really enjoy talking to people as I play and occasionally have co-streams where we play a game together. I'm always open to that. So yes, follow me on social media, like and share my posts, because that's the only way other people can see them. Shadow banning. Leave a comment with your 2023 goals, and it's okay if it's something you've been trying to do for a long while. Obviously, we all have stuff like that. There's always going to be goals that we're like, this year I'll do better. So feel free to write it down. It feels good, I think, to write it down. I am a big fan of writing lists. And it feels really nice to write something down and break it into actionable items, like get a video out every month or something like that. And then getting to check it off the list is nigh orgasmic. Okay, that might be putting a little bit extreme, but it really does feel good. So go ahead and feel free to write down your goals. And if there's videos you have in mind, like if there's a certain person you think I should contact to try to have an interview with them, let me know. If there's a video topic you want me to talk about, let me know. If there's a viral video out there you want me to react to, let me know. I don't really watch other people's content very much because I'm so busy, so I don't know what's viral, but I obviously have no problem coming up with something to say. So yeah, I'm rambling again. I'm gonna stop that. Yeah, that's it. Thanks for watching. Like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. Okay, see you later. Bye. That was a little, let's take it down 20% there, squirrely Dan. Okay, all right, bye.